Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone. This is Melissa Boyd with Grow Your Knowing. And I am so unbelievably grateful that you have found me and that you are listening at this moment, at this very moment in time. So welcome, everyone. It's been a while, hasn't it? Well, way, way too long. If you're new to Blog Talk Radio, welcome. It is a secret find, I find. I had a show out of Sedona, Arizona, which was Spiritual Tools, and I know many of you joined me on Spiritual Tools about 8 or 9 years ago. And here we are in 2022, and this show is very, very important. This show is about geomagnetic evolution. What the heck is geomagnetic evolution? Well, that's why you're tuning in, because I'm going to tell you what geomagnetic evolution is. Many of you know from my shows in the past that I have been channeling the spirit world since about 9, and I actually realize it happened a lot sooner than that. It happened when I was about 5 years old. You see, I used to sit under a forsythia tree outside of my house where I grew up. I would take a blanket and I would sit under the tree and I would talk to the sky, or the sky would talk to me, and I would write down all of the things the sky told me. And it was really this imagery that came through. And as you might think, in the 1970s, that was kind of shunned upon. And today we actually encourage our little ones, don't we, to go outside and look up at the stars and connect with the sky. So it's actually more important now than ever. So if you're listening and you're saying, this seems a little strange, well, good, because it is strange. It's strange because it's happening and it's never happened before on the planet. So let me explain to you about geomagnetic evolution. I want to start with just a meditation. So wherever you are, if you're listening live now or if you're listening in the future, just take a breath. Take a nice inhalation. Breathe in, breathe out, and just drop into the space. Drop into the space that you are. Drop into this now. This new moment. This moment that will never happen again. And this moment that is the only moment you truly, purely have. So I'm going to play the sound of the copper bowl. And as I do, just breathe into the sound. As you close your eyes, receive the sound of the copper bowl. And when I was a little girl, the orbs of light would speak to me, and they would say this: awaken, awaken, awaken within, listen to light, and then we'll begin. Listen and honor the wisdom of trees, the butterflies' blessings, the buzzings of bees. Listen to energy deep in your spine. Remember who you are. You're real. You're divine. That's right. You, yes, you. You are a delicious orb of light. You just forgot. So this broadcast is about remembering who you truly are and remembering where you are going. So let's talk a little bit about geomagnetic evolution, or as I like to call it, new time. All of this, by the way, is based in science. So the idea of new time is going to happen during the next 20 minutes of our talk. And what I'd like you to do is I would like you to pause what you're doing. So if you are listening to me, you know, you can go back and listen to this later. I want you to go and I want you to get 2 glasses of water, please. So pause this, go get 2 glasses of water. 1 glass of water is going to be listening to this talk and absorbing sound of my voice, sound of things that are around you. And then 1 glass of water is going to serve as a way to sip in the insight. So as I'm discussing the levels of your auric field, that you are a delicious orb of light, you just forgot, things that might seem a little bit, what the heck is she talking about? I want you to go ahead and take a sip of the water. So you've got 2 glasses of water, 1 glass that's going to listen and shift and absorb the sound, and then 1 glass that will serve as a way to sip in the insight. I also would like you to have 2 copper pennies. Well, you say, every penny is copper, isn't it? No, they're not. Copper pennies are pennies under the year 1981. After that, they're not fully copper. Copper is important because copper is a conductor of energy, and you are energy first. So we want to conduct your energy today so you can digest all these knowings. You might want to have a paper or a pencil handy to write down any insights that come to you. And I'm asking you today to have an open heart and open mind. So who am I to tell you this? Well, my name is Melissa Boyd. I am a luminous business coach, a soul evolution mentor, a spiritual medium, but most importantly, I am a humanitarian. I have been working with people around the globe for the past 15 years, channeling for them. But before that, I spent 25 years in statewide and national leadership around environmental policy and foreign relations. And I was even appointed as a commissioner for the Maine Commission for Community Service and Volunteerism. I tell you that because people think that what I do is woo-woo. But I believe we are all spiritual beings having a physical experience. Grow your knowing helps you experience the full potential of an enriched mental, physical, and spiritual journey. What I try to do with people is blend real-world experience and unique intuitive gifts to help you connect and grow your own knowing. So I want you to think about the earth. So go ahead and close your eyes and think about the earth, the world. Did you know that the picture of the earth from space is one of the most sold pictures in the world? Most of us will never see what it looks like to be outside of the earth looking in. But there was one man who did, and his name was Edgar Mitchell. Edgar Mitchell was an Apollo astronaut. He was a scientist, true and true, worked for NASA, went to the moon, and on his way back from the moon looking at the Earth, he had an experience that he couldn't describe. He called it a noetic experience, T-E-I-C, noetic. So this noetic experience, N-O-E-T-I-C, if you go to I-O-N-S, IONS, the Institute of Noetic Sciences, when he looked at the earth, he realized we're all one energy. You see, Edgar Mitchell had the experience of unity consciousness, spent his whole life from the 1970s until he passed away, helping people to learn how to go from the I to the we. Aren't you tired of the I? I know I am. I'm ready for the we. And when you and I collectively say, I want to live deeper, more intentionally. And not just think about the next generation, but think about the 7th to the 11th generation. You know, that's what Native Americans did. Chop water, carry wood. That's what they did. They believed that every action was just a way to make the world a better place. We've forgotten. You've forgotten. I've forgotten. Collectively, we've forgotten who we are. We are in a collective transformation. And Edgar Mitchell reminded us that the inner frontier is inside of you. The inner frontier is inside of you. So when he looked at the earth and he had this awe experience, like, oh my goodness, we're all one energy. Have you had that experience? Have you had a noetic experience? An experience where you look around and you say, oh my goodness, everything's one. Because we're all interconnected in a very deep way. So what's happening with geomagnetic evolution? Are you feeling anxiety? Are you feeling strange lately? Are you having vertigo? Are you feeling that you're losing time? Well, don't be afraid, because we are in an evolutionary shift. So what does that mean, evolutionary shift? We're hearing a lot about solar storms. And if you haven't been hearing about solar storms, have you seen the sky lately? Have you seen the aurora borealis? Have you seen the pictures of magenta and tangerine in the sky? They're waking us up. The sky is waking us up. So color helps us evolve. So how amazing that we all are evolving in a new vibrational frequency, opening up in a brand new way, a brand new way, a brand new way. So with the solar storms, and you know what solar storms are because you feel the wind, but it feels almost magnetic and metallic. So the solar winds, and again, you can look all this up on spaceweather.com and NASA. It's been talked about now for at least 100 years. And the geomagnetic levels are changing on a daily basis, but they're about to ramp up more, much, much more, which cause very strange weather patterns like a snap of a hat. I'd like you to think about the following things. If you have anxiety, if you are a subtle body person, and I'm assuming if you're a subtle body being, you're listening to this podcast, so thank you. I want you to think about the following things. Buy some copper socks. Wear a copper bracelet or a copper ring. Have spirulina. Spirulina is a blue-green algae that contains copper. Drink much, much more water. Increase your vitamin C to 2 to 3,000 milligrams per day. Do meditation. Wear an ankle bracelet or a hematite bracelet on your right ankle. Why your right ankle, you ask? Well, Hatha yoga is an 8 to 10,000 year old technique. And what the yogis taught us is that the sun is inside your body. That's right. The sun and the moon. You are energy first before you come into a physical body. You just forgot. So this is about remembering the divinity that you are. If you don't believe me, go ahead and stand. Take your right hand, raise it above your head and say, ha, 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 and see how you feel. Now, take your right hand, float it through the air like you're painting the sky. Ta, 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 and then release out. So the right side of the body is the sun. That's your go, 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 get it done, go, 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 do, 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 do. Left side of the body is the moon, the lunar energy. We just had a super moon. What does the super moon mean? Super moon means that the sun is closer to the earth than ever before. And when that happens, it starts to pull on the magnetic energy of the earth. If you don't believe in all of this, have you ever been to the ocean? It pulls on the ocean. The moon moves the ocean, the rise and fall of the tides. You are made up of water mainly, so it pulls on your body too. So ground yourself more. Download the app Insight Timer. Insight Timer is the world's number one app for anxiety, sleep, and meditation. It's a free app with thousands of classes and resources. If you need a five-minute meditation, you put in 5 minutes for anxiety. It's wonderful. If you don't listen to solfeggio frequencies, go to attunedvibrations.com or go to Soma Energetics. If you want to learn more about solfeggio frequencies, go to Meditative Mind on YouTube. There's resources. There's resources to evolve the light body. Because Einstein said that one day time would be a soup. And that day, everyone, today's July 14th, 2022, that day has begun. We've begun a time with no time. A time where things are changing rapidly. Timelines are shifting, colliding. Everything's happening at once. So please go slow. Be safe. Don't travel too far this summer. Take it easy. Breathe. Take a sip of water. And then your water that's been listening, just let that be there. Now, the two copper pennies. What the heck do you do with these, you ask? I want you to take those copper pennies. And if you don't have them, I want you to find some. And I want you to tape them in your shoes that you wear the most, where your heel hits your shoe. Why? Because your heels have to do with your root chakra. It's going to help you ground. It's also going to help you breathe into your back body. Your back body is more important than your front body. Your back body is the inner listener. Your spine is divine. So your back body is where your telepathy lies. You have over 120 muscles in your back body. I know this because I'm an advanced teacher of yoga therapy. And why do I know so much about the body? Because I ran from my physical body. Yes, that's right, everyone. I was between 330 to 350 pounds at one point. And when I stepped on the mat to do yoga, got rid of alcohol, sugar, and prescription drugs, I released 190 pounds. I'm not telling this to say, wow, aren't you amazing? I'm saying it because, wow, it can happen. It can happen to you. You can have the miracle happen to you to breathe and be open. So what you need to know about time, we have three dimensions in this world, depth, width, and height. Depth, width, and height, which means things work frontwards, backwards, past, present, future. The fourth dimension is time. Time happens outside of the first three dimensions. And the fifth dimension is space-time, which Einstein said was outside of the self. So we think when someone goes to space, outer space, they don't age. But when you open up your auric field, you change and shift. You change and shift. I'm going to invite you to go to Insight Timer, Grow Your Knowing. I have some activations there, a chakra meditation that helps you open up your energy. I'll be back with more insights on how to unleash your vibratory abundance. But what's important, everyone, right now is that geomagnetic evolution is underway and that we are in a divine shift at this time. So the solar flares work in many different ways. One of the ways that they work is that they actually create something called gravitational waves. And gravitational waves, when they hit the Earth, they create a space-time continuum. Einstein said that would happen. When did that happen? Well, we don't know exactly, but we do know that in 2017, the Nobel Peace Prize winners for quantum physicists had discovered gravitational waves in certain areas around the planet. And now we know that time is flowing sideways, backwards, upside down. It's all over the place. that's why the chaos is happening. So don't go to really big events with negative people. It's not good for your health, your energetic health, because your energetic health is what's most important. Keep your open heart. Take a sip of water. Breathe. Hear the sound of the copper bowl. Your root chakra is located at the base of your spine to the back of your heels. I want you to breathe into your back body right now. Relax your body. Inhale and exhale. And I want you to thank the earth. Go ahead and thank the earth in your mind, in your body. Thank the earth, because we are moving into a geomagnetic evolution. And what does magnetic evolution mean? So with the solar storms come solar winds. With solar winds come magnetic dust. With magnetic dust comes the ability for things to move sideways, and it also creates a change in the gravitational waves. How do we know this, and what does it affect? Animals, whales, dolphins, birds, weather patterns, growing seasons, memory, flow of time, experience of time, and manifesting. So manifesting here is going to happen very, very quickly, here meaning on this planet. So take the tip of your tongue. Put it behind the back of your teeth and clear your tongue. Remember, during magnetic time, everything listens. When you go to bed, take a glass of water with you. Take a sip of water and say to the water, thank you for journeying with me. Please remember all my dreams. Then in the morning, before you put your feet off of bed, You're going to touch the glass, take a sip of water, and say, please remember all my dreams and tell me. Because everything's a container for information, telepathy. So basically, if I were holding a pencil and I was thinking things that I wanted to tell someone, I could think it in my mind, and then I could give a pencil to a friend and they could hold the pencil. And if they were really clear and telepathic and they sat really strong, they could hear the information. So we are a telepathic species. If you don't believe me, have you ever thought of someone and they call you? That's telepathy. You know, that's telepathy. We don't give ourselves enough credit. You don't give yourself enough credit. You're a divine being. You just forgot. Breathe with me. Now, I want you to take a sip of the water that's been listening and tell me, does it taste different than the water that you were sipping for the insights? Everything listens. Everything listens. Everything listens. So I'm Melissa Boyd. You can find me at growyourknowing.com or melissaboyd.net or gyknow.com. I'll be offering more classes on geomagnetic evolution, free calls on awakening energy within young people, a Grow Your Knowing for Young Adults program, as well as free talks for teens, tweens, and sensitive ones to help with anxiety. So please reach out, be luminous, be one and be well. And breathe, and breathe, and breathe. Thank you for joining me on this journey to the rhythm of your divinity. Be one and be well, and grow your knowing to awaken within.